All right, talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Pork Council Executive Director, and I'd like to talk about a few of the pork industry issues. One, I guess, pertaining here to Oklahoma, and it kind of opens up maybe a good place to start, and that's tariffs. Seaboard, their plant up in Guymon, they just came out with a report saying that essentially that the Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum products from Mexico and other trading partners, that they have kind of put them from black ink into red. So do you have any reaction on that?
Well, as we look at trade, we're an industry that is built on trade today. 26-27% of our product goes overseas, leaves the country, if you will. And that means we've got a tremendous reliance on our ability to move product. We started a trade or an export-driven expansion of the industry kind of in 2015, 2016. We saw new processing facilities come online in 2017. We're now trying to double shift those plants to get them to full capacity. And so everybody's been increasing production with the idea that we're going to sell this around the world. We know the world wants U.S. pork. We're the best producers of pork in the world. Nobody does it better than we do. Safe, high quality, consistent product, exactly what a consumer's looking for when they're trying to buy product. But we need to be able to compete on a fair level playing field. We went from the NAFTA agreement that did not include tariffs on pork, where we're shipping pork in there duty-free, to now retaliatory tariffs from Mexico because of the 232 steel tariffs, et cetera. We're now losing about $12 a pig in value because of tariffs going into Mexico. So they're still buying product. We're just getting paid less money for it. I mean, the simple way to look at this is the tariff's essentially a tax. And so the Mexican consumer didn't say, oh, well, yeah, we're going to tax your product as it comes in here, so we're going to pay more for it to cover the cost of the tax. What they said was, if we were giving you a dollar, we're still going to give you a dollar. You're just going to get so many cents less because of what the taxes we're going to collect on it. So we're still shipping lots of product. We're still moving, but the value of that product is reduced, which means the amount of money we're making is reduced. So as we've communicated repeatedly, look, if we believe that bilateral trade agreements are the way to go, let's do bilateral trade agreement with Japan, with Vietnam, great. But let's get started on them and let's get them done. We need those things. We're falling behind in trade with Japan. The European Union's already completed a bilateral trade agreement with Japan. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, if you will, that we pulled out of. Other countries have now trade preferences going into Japan. And as time goes on, we're going to lose access to that market. We need, if we've got an agreement today with Canada and Mexico on a new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, then let's remove the 232 steel tariffs that were put in place to encourage them to come up with a new agreement. We now have a new agreement with them. Let's get those removed so they, in turn, will remove the tariffs they have on U.S. goods, especially pork, and we can get back to capturing what's been our share of the market. Your challenge is if you lose that market, you don't just get to make it up tomorrow. You know, they remove the tariffs. We don't automatically get all that market share back. You've got to go earn your market share back. And so this is it is a challenge for us. Now, the administration's also doing some good things for the industry as well. The changes to the tax code were very positive for pork producers. The change to the WOTUS rule, pulling back the 2015 rule and issuing a new rule, just came out last week. All that's very positive for us as we go forward. So this is not about it's not about the administration's good, bad, or otherwise. It's about, hey, how do we fix these differences in policy so that we can continue to be the best producers of pork around the globe?
Mm-hmm. I think just as threatening to the the administration's tense relationships with our trading partners in terms of trade and global commerce is the threat of disease. And I know that you all had done some work with foot and mouth disease, being prepared for the event of that actually occurring. But attention seems to have shifted over to African swine fever, which has been big in China. But just this week, I think it was found in Vietnam. So another threat out there.
Yeah, as we look down the road, very, very concerned and want to maintain a heightened sense of awareness, if you will, as it relates to African swine fever. African swine fever is a disease that affects only swine. It's not a food safety issue. Pork is still safe to eat. There's no issues in that regard. But in terms of impact on our herd, the mortality rate's extremely high if you were to get an African swine fever infection. And in this country, what's even more concerning for us is, I just told you, we're very dependent on trade. Should we get African swine fever here, then our ability to export pork is going to stop almost immediately. And what are we going to do with that 26-27% of product that we're now selling around the world? Where are we going to find a market for it? And what would that impact be on our industry here? So very concerned about what that is. We're seeing the disease spread through China. We've now seen it leave China and arrive in Vietnam. We've seen meat products leaving China, travel, passengers, whatever, taking meat products out of China as they travel into other countries. And when they arrive, finding that those products are still carrying the virus, if you will. Seen that into Taiwan. We've seen that into Vietnam, and now we actually see that they have the disease, active outbreaks going on in Vietnam of the disease. So we're trying to manage that. We know that U.S. Customs Border Protection identified some 20,000 pounds of meat products coming in from China as part of the Chinese New Year. And I don't think it's people trying to do anything malicious. I think it's people trying to comforts of home. These are the things we always had at home. And, you know, when I go home, my mom always fixes a certain meal for me that she knows that I really like. And it's, hey, that's the comfort of home. And you see folks coming here from other countries. They want those same comforts. I understand that. But there's always a risk that you could be spreading disease with that. We talked earlier about our efforts on here at the state level to ban feeding of plate waste to hogs. That's one of our concerns, is that not just that we could transmit something to our domestic herd, but we could also transmit it into our feral hog herd. They get into the garbage, they get into whatever, we could transmit that there. And then how would we ever get it out of that herd? I'm fortunate we're doing a lot of work. Our state veterinarian, the USDA vet for this region, are to be commended. We're doing a lot of work on preparedness for ASF. How would we respond? What do our biosecurity plans look like in order to try to keep it out of Oklahoma? We've got an exercise next week to talk about that very thing. And then a larger tabletop exercise, I think, probably in April or May to more focus on it. We had a meeting here with state vets from Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, back in November to talk about maybe a regional plan. Since our industry is so interwoven, we move pigs back and forth from Oklahoma to Kansas to Texas to whatever that may be. How do we, maybe we put a regional plan together instead of just a state plan? But what do those things look like? And so I want to commend Rod Hall and his staff at the state vet's office. I think they're doing yeoman's work in trying to help us prepare. We as an industry are trying to heighten what we're doing to prepare for possibility of disease coming as well. So it's very important to us that we keep that out of here, because that allows us to maintain the ability to ship product around the world.